More and more people are getting into debt and are struggling to manage day to day to pay their bills and buy food. Being in debt makes people very vulnerable to borrowing money from illegal moneylenders, which just gets them further into debt. It's estimated that over 310,000 households across the country are living in fear of loan sharks. Loan sharks are acting illegally and are committing a criminal offence. We talked to some local people about how debt made them feel.
I got into a lot of debt through illness and found that very difficult to cope with due to the fact that I also lost where I was living, and so everything I had to start from scratch. But eventually I found the support of money advice and community support, and I was referred through my community psychiatric nurse, and there was a waiting list, but it was well worth it because the first thing they did was help me sort out some of the threatening letters I was getting from people that I owed money to. And although I'd started repaying some loans, I was never ever going to pay them off, so they have actually helped to get some of the debts written off due to my illness, which has been a great help and a real weight off my mind, knowing that the money I now have, they're helping me to manage it. In my case, part of my money comes into them and they pay some of my bills out of it, and then the rest of my money comes to me and I can do with that as I want. So there's a bit like a household budget here and a personal budget for me. And gradually, as things are getting better for me, we're gradually transferring the control of my money back to me. And that's really helped me get over the low self-esteem that debt can really make you feel very low. It feels like you're never going to get out of it. And having amazing support to deal with creditors and different aspects of budgeting and ideas as well has really helped me to get through that difficult time after my illness.
How actually did the being in debt affect you mentally?
To be honest, it made me feel very, very low. And in some cases, debt can make people feel quite suicidal. And particularly if that debt has led to you, for example, becoming technically homeless or being threatened with that sort of thing, it's very difficult to cope with. So when I was going through that really difficult time, I didn't feel like there was anybody else I could turn to. And then sometimes I actually borrowed more money from like high street payday loan type things. And that really wasn't very helpful to help me clear some of the debts up. Again, that's something that people need to be aware of. You know, even the legitimate high street lenders, the amount you have to pay back, the interest you have to pay back is very high. I luckily myself didn't get involved with loan sharks, but I know some people who have. That's caused problems for people, but there is advice and help out there to deal with those situations as well. If you are already low through no fault of your own, either physical or mental health issues, and through that you get into debt, it's really important to seek advice as soon as you can. I'm really grateful that I got the advice to come to Max.
Thanks, Alice, for your input. Now, if I start talking about myself and how I came into debt, was in 2003, through divorce, losing your home, running a business, a very successful business, and then all of a sudden you just stop. You're not aware you're even bordering on mental illness. You're not even aware of that. When the debt gets hold of you, it's easy to go out and hide it. You're still using your plastic cards and getting yourself more and more into debt, but you do need a way out. Made me feel physically sick, worry, not sleeping. It came a point I wouldn't even open my post. Then the ultimate is the suicidal bid. That's how it can make you feel. It can make you feel incredibly sick. As Alison, I was referred through a psychiatric community nurse to Max, and they've helped me look at these debts. I'm still in one debt. I still have one person chasing me, but I have an interview this month to hopefully sort this one out. It's a vicious, vicious circle. There are people out there that are willing to loan you money, and it seems to be it's always picking on the poor people.
Stress caused by debt leads to desperate measures, and this is where criminal loan sharks can strike, targeting people at their most vulnerable.
I'm Alison, I'm a service user of Money Advice and Community Support, and I'm here with Eileen. She's a Money Advice worker. Been talking a bit about debt, and we're just going to have a look at loan sharks.
Yeah, we've just had a newsletter from the illegal money lending team, and shockingly, they've come up with some figures around loan sharks. Now, loan sharks are not registered lenders, so they're totally illegal. And it's estimated that 310,000 households across the country are now living in fear of lenders who use threats, violence and other extreme methods of force to force borrowers to pay back what they've borrowed. Illegal money lending team are working in partnership with Trading Standards Authority and are urging anyone who's been a victim of the crime or knows of a friend or family member who has been affected to speak out so that the team can take action. Like I said, this is a crime, and it has a massive, huge detrimental impact on individuals and their communities and their families.
Yeah, there's an example. A typical interest payment through a loan shark would be something like £150 per month per £1,000 borrowed until the whole amount borrowed could be repaid in one lump sum. So if borrowers do fall behind on payments, late charges were added in some cases at £100 each day, meaning they fell deeper into a spiral of debt. And sometimes this was increased to £500 a day. And you can just imagine what sort of pressure that was putting people is putting people under. And the illegal money lending service has actually done some court roundups of court cases and highlighted particular cases. And it's really useful to know this information. And if anybody has been a victim of loan sharks, they can contact the illegal money lending service team.
They really have. I mean, the money lending team have secured more than 220 prosecutions for illegal money lending and a related activity. So it really is worth contacting them.
So how do you spot a loan shark? This could be someone known by a friend, or you may meet them at your local pub, perhaps. They will provide you with little or no paperwork and will be unclear about the terms of your loan, that is, how much interest is added and how long you must pay for it. They may even take away items of security, including passports, driving licenses and credit cards. Friendly at first, they will resort to threats and violence to enforce the debt, as they cannot enforce them legally. If you are in debt and are struggling to cope, you can get help locally from Money Advice and Community Support Service, MAX, based in Brighton and Hove. MAX provides advice and support to help people manage their money successfully.
Hi, we're here today at the MAX office. That's the Money Advice and Community Support Office in Brighton. And I'm Alison, and I'm a service user or a client of MAX, and I use their services to help me manage my money, and have done, and they've been very useful. And I'm here today talking to Eileen, who's one of the money advice workers here. In your experience, what are the main reasons why people are getting into debt?
Most people don't get into debt through any fault of their own. It's usually a change in circumstances. So people might have increased their family, lose their job, illness or disability, and more it's about the economic climate. People are just struggling generally because they just haven't got enough money to live on.
And are you seeing a big increase at the moment with people getting into debt?
Yeah, massively so. At one time, people used to take out credit to buy luxury items or to go on holiday. Now we see more and more that clients are taking out credit just to live, so just pay their utility bills, to buy food. And of course, there's more and more places where you can get easy credit.
What are people doing to get themselves out of debt?
Well, we're seeing more and more, you know, trying to get out of debt, getting into more and more debt quite often, because they just can't find a way, because they haven't got enough money to pay their creditors. And of course, there's an increase in short-term loans. So people like payday loans, doorstep lenders, very high interest, but very easy to get credit.
Could you tell us a bit more about some ideas for people to help them manage their money?
I suppose the first thing is don't take out any more credit, because it just doesn't work. Taking out credit to cover existing debts. So don't take out credit. Try and avoid high interest lenders like payday loans. seek advice. If you're getting into trouble, the longer you leave it, the worse it's going to be. So try and seek advice as soon as possible. Doing a budget, look at ways of maybe increasing your income. So it might be that you're entitled to more benefits, or you could take in a lodger maybe. Don't ignore it and seek advice.
Can you tell us, apart from Matt's, were there other places where people could seek advice in Brighton and Hove?
Yeah, you've got the Citizens Advice Bureau. They run a drop-in session every day, and they also have an advice line. You can find all their details online. There's St Luke's. They do the same. They help with debt and benefits. And if you go online, there's also lots of telephone helplines that you can use.
That's great. I mean, one of the things that Max helped me with a lot was around dealing with the initial debts that I was in, and actually helping to look at what the most important debts were and dealing with the creditors on my behalf, and that was really useful for me. Other ideas about like helping people to budget?
It's always easier if you write down exactly what you've got coming in and what you've got going on and all your essentials. So doing an actual physical budget and look at things like food, you know, where you're buying your food from, how you're buying food. You need to be realistic with your budget, you know, about what you're spending on. And there are obviously, you know, priority things that you need to be spending money on. And then really, at the end of the day, it's what you've got left will go to non-priority creditors. So things like loans and credit cards, plan ahead for meals and shopping, things like that. If you spontaneously buy things, I know myself, I spend more money. Mm-hmm. Only take out as much money as you need at one time, those sort of things.
Let's hear more about how you can fall into debt, leaving you vulnerable to loan sharks.
I mean, it started like a lot of things, you know. I mean, I lost my wife 12 years ago, so there's your partner gone. I mean, she done everything for me. All the finances were all... I didn't have to worry or whatever, you know. And then when she went, I suddenly... I'm not a big drinker, but I suddenly went round the pub a lot more. And then you're spending the money, and you haven't got enough to pay the rent, you know. So you think, OK, I'll have 2 weeks drinking, and then I'll pay the rent 3 weeks, and suddenly it builds up and builds up, and then all of a sudden I was going back, went to live with my dad, he passed away. So you've got lots of different pressures going on, you know.
Don't suffer in silence. Help is at hand. If you are a victim of a loan shark, the Illegal Money Lending Team are here to help you. The Illegal Money Lending Team works with Trading Standards and the police to secure prosecutions of loan sharks and cancel victims of loan sharks' debts. They run a 24-hour helpline. All calls are confidential. Don't forget, loan sharks are criminals and the police will prosecute them. If you are a victim of a loan shark or know someone who is, call the Illegal Money Lending Team on 0300 555 2222. That's 0300 555 2222. Don't delay, call today. To receive support and advice about managing debt from Max, you can call their telephone advice helpline on Brighton 66 4040, open Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. This has been brought to you by members of the Max Participation Group and Max staff, with support from the Illegal Money Lending Team. Special thanks to Clifford, Keith, Maria, Christine, Alison and Eileen.